Welcome to Scripture Studies, a program of Bible study brought to you by the Central Church of Christ. And now, Ben Bailey.
Where are you going to spend eternity? Have you prepared your life in such a way that one day you can spend eternity with God in heaven? Or have you lived in such a sinful way that were you to die right now, you might be lost forever in hell? Welcome to our study on the truth about heaven and hell. Friends, we're going to look at what the Bible has to say today about that horrible place called hell in hopes that it will make us want to do what's right. And we're also going to look at that beautiful place called heaven to encourage us on the journey through this life to be faithful to God and to get ready in the here and now. It is true that there is a place called heaven and there is a place called hell. Jesus said in Matthew 25 and verse 46, "The righteous will go away into eternal life, but the unrighteous into eternal condemnation." Those who live right can spend eternity with God in heaven, but those who don't will one day be lost for all time. We need to understand that this life is our one and only chance to get it right. Think about what the Hebrew writer said in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27. Concerning life, the Hebrew writer said, "And it is appointed to man once to die, and then the judgment." I've got one shot. This life is my one chance to get it right, and when I die, I'm going to stand before God and be judged. The Bible says that at the judgment, we're going to be judged for all things that we do in this life. The judgment is where we give an account for the way in which we've lived and the things that we've done in this life. Notice what Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10. Paul here is going to say, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad." I've got one shot. Then the judgment, and at the judgment, I'm going to give an account for the things I've done in this life. I'm going to give an account for the good, and I'm going to give an account for the bad. And based on those things, based on what I've done in this life, whether I'm a Christian, whether I've obeyed the gospel, or whether I lived a life of sin, will determine my eternal destiny. We want to begin today by taking a journey with a man down the road to hell. A sad, sad journey to hell. This example is found in Luke chapter 16, verses 19 following. The story is that of the rich man and Lazarus. In this life, the rich man had it all. He fared sumptuously. The text is going to tell us. Lazarus was not that blessed. He actually ate the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table, and the dogs came and licked his sores. And so in this life, the rich man had it all, and Lazarus had nothing. But they both died. And the tables are turned. Lazarus now is blessed in eternal paradise, and the rich man, he's the one who is in torment. And so as we take this journey to hell with this rich man, what do we learn along the way? What do we learn about hell? We learn this, that hell is a place of horrible. Hell is a place of horrible torment in the eternal life. You would not want to go to hell. It is a place where torment is going to be on every side. Listen to Luke 16 and verse 23. This teaches us the torment of hell. "And being in torments in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom." Here we learn that hell is a horrible place of torment. The word torment carries with it the idea of horrible physical and mental anguish, unbearable pain. Think about maybe when you've been really sick. Maybe you were in a car accident. Maybe you had some disease. You just felt like you wanted to die. That's the kind of torment this man is in. Always wanting just to die, but ever living. Always being in the most pain you could ever imagine, but continuing in that state forever. That's what hell is described as, a horrible place of torment. And so as we journey down the road to hell, realize that if you don't live your life according to God's will, you're going to spend eternity in eternal torment. Hell is also seen as a place of unquenchable fire. What's hell going to be like? Hell's going to be a place where there's always a fire burning. It's hot. That's the way it's described throughout much of the Bible, a place where fire will always be upon your body. Look in Luke chapter 16 and verse 24. From the example of the rich man Lazarus, here's what we're told about hell and its eternal, unquenchable fire. The Bible says, "Then he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue." Notice this, "for I am tormented in this flame." This man was in so much torment in the unquenchable fire of hell that he just wanted Lazarus to get just touch his finger in water and put one drop on my tongue. Have you ever been that hot in that much fire that all you wanted was one drop of water? You know, Jesus described hell as an unquenchable fire also. In Mark chapter 9, verse 44, Jesus said that hell is a place where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. This is a very graphic illustration from the language Jesus used. The word for worm is our word for maggot. What is hell like? Hell is a place as it were, there were always a maggot eating on your flesh and no one ever reaches over and turns down the fire. Friends, hell is a very horrible place. It's a place of unquenchable fire. Imagine it this way. Imagine hell as making the hottest fire you can imagine. Maybe say the fire in Daniel chapter 3 where the men who threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in, they were burned up. It was so hot. Compared to the fires of hell, that'll be like ice water. Friends, fire of hell is going to be so much hotter than we can ever begin to imagine. And so it is a place of torment. It is a place of unquenchable fire. But I believe one of the worst things about hell is that it is a place of mental recognition. The saddest thing, especially for a child of God, if he were to go to hell, would be the fact that he could remember. He could remember all that he did in this life. He could remember the fact that he was a Christian and he was lost. Look at Luke 16, verse 25. Notice what the Bible says about having recognition, mental recognition in hell. "But Abraham said, Son," listen now, "remember, son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things and likewise Lazarus' evil things, but now he is comforted and you are tormented." The worst thing about hell is going to be sitting there for eternity thinking about what if, or I should have, or I could have. All the things in life that you're going to remember that you did or did not do. Remember, I heard the gospel that night. I knew what I needed to do. I knew I was lost in sin, but I let my foolish pride get in the way. Wouldn't it be horrible to sit in hell and say, "I know I had a chance to obey the gospel, and because of foolishness, I didn't do it"? Wouldn't it be worse for a child of God who obeyed the gospel, whose name was written in the book of life, who had the hope of heaven, and then he gave all that up for the passing pleasure of sin? Hell is a place of mental recognition. And friend, it will be horrible to sit in the halls of hell and remember for all eternity the evil you've done and the righteousness you spurned to do. And so be careful that we live this life as we ought to, that we do the things that God wants us to, and that we're faithful in His teaching. What else do we learn as we journey down the road to hell with this man? We learn that hell is a place of eternal separation. What's going to be one of the worst things about hell? The fact that I am separated from God, the fact that I am separated from good, the fact that I am separated from everything that is holy and right and all happiness in this life. Hell is a place of eternal separation. There are no second chances. This is it. If you miss out, you'll be separated from everything that is good and holy for eternity. How do we know that? Look at Luke chapter 16 and notice what is said in verse 26. The Bible says, "And besides all this," Abraham speaking to the rich man, "besides all this, between us and you, between the righteous and the unrighteous, heaven and hell, there is a great gulf fixed, so that those who want to pass from here to you cannot, nor can those from there pass to us." Wherever you end up in eternity, you'll be there forever. And so be sure that if you make it to heaven, it's going to be wonderful. You're not going to have to worry about it anymore. But if you make it to hell, you're going to be there all the time. And so be careful as you live your life in view of eternity. Eternal separation is one of the most horrible things you could ever imagine. Can you imagine being separated from God forever. The God of all light, John chapter 8 and verse 12. The God who is Himself love, 1 John 4 and verse 8. The God who is the giver of all good gifts, James 1 verse 17. The God who loved you so much that He gave His Son on your behalf,